It is all about Miss Beasley at the Bush White House this Christmas.
And coming up on Access Hollywood, Miss Beasley has taken Washington by storm.
La señorita Beasley, un regalo de cumpleaños del presidente a la señora Bush, pasará sus primeras navidades en la Casa Blanca.
All right, the rest of us are going to wait for King Kong on Friday, but Washingtonians already have their furry black beast of a movie. It's Barney Cam 4, A Very Beasley Christmas. Here is the Weekly Standard's online editor, Jonathan Last, to explain all.
The Barney Cam franchise began 3 years ago. It started with a short film posted on whitehouse.gov showing President Bush's Scottish Terrier, Barney, frolicking about the White House. Barney chased after fallen Christmas ornaments while the camera, hovering just a few inches above the floor, gave us a sense of what life was like from a dog's eye view. The inevitable sequels became increasingly lavish. The second Barney Cam, for instance, featured a real live cast of human beings, and Karl Rove, too. In Barney Cam 3, the producers gave Barney a co-star, a sister terrier named Miss Beasley. In the new film, we learn that Barney and Miss Beasley have developed a serious case of sibling rivalry, and Barney is losing the support of the public. His poll numbers are in freefall, so Barney consults with Lynn Cheney, the vice president's wife, about how to handle the bad news.
Ooh, Barney, have you seen the latest presidential pet poll numbers? Not good. Your numbers are way down, but don't worry about it. Remember, polls are just a snapshot in time.
One has the sense she's given this pep talk before. Mind you, Barney should know better than to trust polls. Remember those tense hours in November of 2004 when it seemed as though the Barney Cam series was finished. But when Barney sees a stack of gifts for Miss Beasley under the White House Christmas tree, he snaps. Of course, all's well that ends well. Moved by the Christmas spirit, or as Mr. and Mrs. Bush say, much to the consternation of Bill O'Reilly, the holiday spirit, Barney and Miss Beasley reconcile. Yet despite the happy ending, it feels as though the Barney Cam series has lost its way. Cameos by administration players have become an unwelcome intrusion into Barney Cam. But the appearance of the glamorous Nancy O'Dell of Access Hollywood seems a bridge too far. And gone is the freewheeling cinema verite steadicam of the earlier Barney movies, which has now been replaced mostly by wide-angle master shots. The result is the most beautiful Barney Cam yet. But it feels, at times, like a gilded travelogue, more a passage to India than The Little Tramp. The filmmakers seem to have forgotten the simple joy of watching a dog scooting along the hardwood floors of the White House. When it comes to Barney Cam, less is much, much more.
Jonathan Last is the online editor of The Weekly Standard.